Rabosai, we are Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We're starting from Daf Dalet Amud Bey, 6 lines from the bottom. The first word online, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, Kumatil Haikra. Rav Yosef, when he got to this pasuk, Bachi, he would cry. V'yesh nispa below mishpat. There's a person who's taken out of this world, without justice. It sounds like Amar Amika Dazer below Zim. His money was it as a person. He said to Yisakasha, does somebody go with that when it's not his time? Gemara says in yes, really what. There's a person goes before his time. Like this case, the angel of death used to come and talk to him. Amarle, the angel of death said to him, the angel of death one time said to the messenger of the angel of death, Miriam Nashai. He told him to go get the woman named Miriam, who was a braider of women's hair. But instead, also isolated Miriam Magadla Dardike. Instead, he brought a woman whose name sounds similar, a woman who would take care of children. So it sounds similar, but it was the wrong woman. Omar Lacey said to him, Anna Miriam Magadla Ser, and Shaya Melech. I asked you for Miriam, the one who braids women's hair, not the Miriam who takes care of children. Omar Lacey says, Yachi Adre. He says, oh, so the messenger said, okay, so I'll bring her back. So he says, Omar Lacey, so the angel of death said, I say so. Since you want your brother, heavily minyana, let her be already among the. Even if it was a mistake, it she'll be the number amongst the number of people that I have to call from human beings. So it says el heche chotala. But the angel of death says to the messenger, but how are you able to take her? So he says, this is how he's able to take her. If it wasn't the time, habadikita minsar biyada. She had a poker in her hand. Bahavas Kashagra Mechoya Tanura. She was lighting and she was sweeping the oven. Okay, Shakalta Manachta Agaba Dekira. Okay, she took it out, she put it on top of her foot. Kitchad, she was able and she burnt her foot, Visra Mazola, and her mazel went bad. But I see said no, and because of that I was able to take her. Amalei Rabbi Rabbi, so Rabbi Rabbi said to the Malchamavas, who apparently related this story, Isra Shus Lemebarachid, do you have permission to do such a thing? You're allowed to take a person before the time. Amalei, he says to him, okay, the Malchamavas says, Malok Siv, isn't it written, V'yesh Nispa B'lom Mishpat, the Pasuk says, that the person who's taken without justice, taken before their time? Okay, Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Malok Siv, but there's a different Pasuk, it says, Dor Alech V'dor Ba, a generation goes and a generation comes, clearly. That each one in its time. A person, the whole generation has to have its time. You don't take a person early. Omar, so he said, he says, what I do is, I take those ones that I take before the time, I take care of them, and they fly around the world with me, until the generation is completely filled up. Then I hand them over to the angel that's in charge of dead people. Amar Leis, or Bibi said to him, still so, Shnei my Avdas, what did you do with the years that were missing from the person? Amar Leis, he said to him, if there's a young Talmid Chacham who lets go and doesn't use his measuring stick and doesn't take pay repayment, even when a person wronged him, doesn't demand always recompense, so I add those years of that person to that young Talmid Chacham, and that's where Rabbanon takes the place of the person who died before their time. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahai kra. When Yochanan get to this pasuk, bachi, he would cry. You enticed me to destroy him for no reason. And that's the whole story of Hashem with the Satan and Eov. Evet Shirab Masisa when he says, if there's a master who they entice to try to influence him to treat his servant badly and he takes the bait and he's enticed. Takani Yeshlo, does the servant have any hope? The master's persuaded against the servant. Does the servant have any hope? Is he in any way to fix things? Yochanan got to this pasuk, he'd cry. He doesn't believe in his holy ones. He doesn't. Okay, if he doesn't trust the holy ones, who's going to trust? The answer is we're going to see a story, another explanation. One day he was walking on the road. He saw a person was picking figs. Ironically, I put the word ironically, he left the ones that were ripe, and he was picking the ones that weren't ripe. So he said to him, aren't the ripe ones better? Amalei, so he said to answer back to him, he says, Hani l'urcha b'nei l'urcha. I said, I need these to take on the road. Hani, the ones that aren't ripe, okay, natron, those people, those ones will last on the road because they're not ripe. He says, but Hani, the ones that are ripe, they're natron, they won't last on the road. So he's dafka picking the ones that aren't ripe. And the same thing, there's a time when Hashem will take a person out of this world, even though it's not his time, because he wouldn't see, and he's righteous, but in order that he shouldn't come to sin, he shouldn't come to go bad. So maybe he's going to go bad. So he takes one before he's ripe that he shouldn't go bad. He take a person out of this world before he turns bad. Omar, okay, he says, Hani d'chsiv, and so Rabbi Yochanan said, that's what's written, Hei b'kedosha l'yamin. That's what it means, that he doesn't trust the ones that are holy. You can have a person who's really good, and he's like the unripe date, and Hashem takes him out before he goes bad. Ini, is that's really true? So if it's really true that a person can be taken out early, even though he's righteous, in order that he shouldn't go bad, then we have a story that seems to contradict. Ini, is that really true? Baha, who tamidid the Havi Bishop Vusei, the Rabbi Alexandria, once a certain student in the neighborhood of Alexandria, and he died young, when he was young. And Rabbi Alexandria said, if this guy wanted to live, he could have lived, okay? It's only because he did wrong. But if it's really true, you're saying that some people got out of this world even though they did right, maybe he was one of those people who Hashem, he was good, but Hashem took him out before he did bad. So why did he say, had he done good? Which is implying it only because he did bad. And then he was taken out. Not that he doesn't seem to take into account the possibility that he was good, but Hashem took him out before he went bad. Because he was a person who rebelled against his rabbis. And therefore he knows that he did wrong. And therefore he wasn't a person that didn't do wrong and was taken out early. He was a person that did wrong, and had he done right, okay, then he would have lived. Rabbi Yochanan came out to the high crow bachur. Rabbi Yochanan cried when he came to this pasuk. For karavti alechem lemishpat, I came close in judgment. But he see aid b'maher, quick to be a witness b'machshefim, when the sorcerers manafim and the adulterers b'nishpam the shekel, people swear falsely. Vosi yishchai socha, and the people who take the wages of the worker. Evichirabo Makarbal Aduno, a slave whose master brings him close to judgment, Umar Laido, and he's quick to testify against him. Takani Yeshlo, does he have any way to fix himself? Is there any hope? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, Arlan Shokalinu Hakosov Kalas Kachamuros. Woe to us from this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs up the light sins like the heavy sins, because it compared holding back the wages of the worker together with people who are adulterers and sorcerers. These horrible sins are compared to what apparently a very much lighter sin. Amrish Lakish Kala Mata Dino Shager, anybody who perverts the judgment of a convert, Kila Mata Dino Shamal, as if the person perverts the judgment of Hashem. Shenever as it says, Umati Ger, okay, Umati Ger, Umati Ksiv. It's written, which means what? As if they are perverting me, instead of Mata Ger, no, it's not that what? As if they're perverting me, perverting my judgment, rather than the judgment of the gear. Amar b'chidir bar papa, kol osa davar mischari bo. Anybody who does something and the person has remorse, mochla miyad, they forgive immediately. Shenemar, as it says, v'lo yireuni. What's the point? At the end of the pasuk, it says, after they sinned, then they didn't fear me. What's the whole problem? They didn't fear me. The implication being, you're in. If they would fear me, they would have remorse after they sinned. They would be immediately forgiven. Rabbi Yochanan used to cry when he got to this pasuk. Everything that a person does, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring to judgment on everything that's hidden. He says again, why was he crying? If the master is weighing up for mistaken sins, the same one as purposeful sins, okay, even the ones that are hidden, okay, takani yeshodze, if anybody fix himself, he's crying. Mayal kol nelam, what do you mean everything that's hidden? Okay, what does that mean? Even the thing a person doesn't know he sinned? So what does it mean, every hidden thing? It's a more subtle thing. It means that a person's judge, let's say a person just is acting indelicately and he kills a louse in front of his friend, and his friend is disgusted by it, which pains his friend. Shmuel Amar says, this is an example. Harak b'fnei chaber v'enemo. So a person spits in front of his friend, and his friend is disgusted by it. It's also, this is things that a person doesn't put any. On kol nelm, he's even for the smallest thing, instead of hidden, even the smallest thing that a person wouldn't pay attention to, he's judged. My im tov im ra. What do you mean if it's good or if it's bad? You want to tell me what? That you want to judge him on good things, good or bad, whether it's good or bad is going to get punished. Okay, Amri de Bergani, no, I'll tell you what it's talking about. It's talking about good things that have bad in it. For example, a person gives tzedakah to a poor person, which is a good thing, but for asif, but he gives it in public, which is bad. Like Rabbi Yannai saw a certain person giving charity to a poor person publicly. Amrale, he said to him, he says, Muto deli haftle, better you didn't give it to him. Better you didn't give it to him than what you did now that you gave it to him and you embarrassed him. So some things you do good, but there's bad in it. And that's what it means when it says, Im tov im ra. A debate Rav Shila Amri, he says, like Zanush, it's not Elisha Besesers. He says, the other way, he says, this person gives charity to a woman in a hidden place. They call Maisi law, Lidechashadi. It brings people to suspect her that she's doing something wrong. She's giving it to her privately. It's the other way, he's doing good, but he's doing bad at the same time. Rav Amar Zemeshaga Lishto Basa Shena Mahutach. He says, Shena Mahutach. What is? This is a person who sends meat to his wife, it isn't cut. And those, the forbidden fats and sinews aren't taken out. Be'avar Shabbos, it's an Erev Shabbos. When there's no time to take care of things, she won't notice. One second. So that's a bad thing. You send the meat to your wife before the forbidden parts have been taken out. Well, Rabba Meshaga. Rabba used to send to his own wife. Rabbi used to send to his own wife a meat that wasn't cut out, where the forbidden parts weren't cut out. So Shani, Pastor Chizda, no. He says his wife is the daughter of Chizda, the Kimlo Begaba, the Bekia. He knew she was expert. There's no way that she would see it and she wouldn't know that the forbidden parts weren't taken out. Rabbi Yochanan came out to like Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan used to cry when he got to this pasuk. Vayaki Timtzena Oso Ros Rabos Vitzoros. You're going to have very bad things, Vitzoros, and their rivals. What do you mean bad things are rivals? What is that? Ever Sharabo Mamsila Ros Vitzoros. If a person gives him troubles and sorrows, okay, Takari Yeshua, does he have any hope? My rose with sorrows, what are these rose with sorrows? It's not like a double language, bad and misfortune. Here it is, these are bad things that are contend with each other. I preempted before. These are bad things that they're bad and they're rivals with each other. Amar Rav, what does it mean? Rose and Asa sorrows, Zolazu. These are bad things that become rivals, like two wives of a man that become rivals one to the other. Okay, what if, for example, Kagon, for example, a person gets bitten, Zibur Bakraba. Person got bitten by a hornet and by a scorpion. So the problem is that their respective remedies are exactly the opposite. Okay, why? Because a scorpion, you have to put the wound into hot water. And for the horny, you have to put it into cold water. So he has these troubles, which there's a contradiction between the remedies. It's whatever you do, you're gonna end up wrong. Shmuel says, what are we talking about here again? What do you mean? What do you mean that there's a good thing with bad? He only gives the money to the poor person when he's really under pressure. So what happens is he, instead of being able to buy things at the proper price, he has to buy things for very expensive because he gets it at the last minute. A Marabin, he says, that's what people say. He says, money to buy wheat, to buy produce the person doesn't have. Okay, leslisa, to buy ready-made bread, which is expensive when he's stuck. Okay, shchicha, it's the most bread for the basket, or food to put in the basket, shchiach, then he has money for it. So the poor person has to pay more because he has to buy under pressure. So instead of buying the cheap stuff to make the bread, for example, et cetera, the supplies, he has to buy the ready-made, that costs more money. My anger is going to be kindled against them that day, and I'm going to abandon them and I'm going to turn my face away. Since that's what God says about the Jewish people, anybody who doesn't experience the hidden face, that he cries out from the troubles, okay, he's not a Jewish person. And the same thing, anybody who wasn't in the category of what? that he's going to be the food of the goyim, that they're going to take his money. And a man, he's not a Jewish person, eh? Because that's what it says. Did Jews suffer these things? Other one of the rabbis, they said, 1 second, you're going to tell me everybody gets their money taken by the goyim? Mar lo behester panim say everybody cries out, everybody has misfortunes, and everybody has the hidden face, and everybody has the money taken. He says, Mar lo behester panim, you don't have the hidden face. And you're not also all your money is not taken by the goyim. You're a wealthy man in good circumstances. So Malus, he said to him, Mi aditu kam mishadrina betzina bei shavu malka. Do you know how much money I have to send quietly to the house of shavu malka so that he shouldn't take my money away? That he shouldn't take everything away from me? So you see, he says, I am included in that I was the food of the goyim. Okay, afilu achi, he was consumed by them. Afilu achi, and even so. The fact that the rabbis, you know, looked at him as a rich person, okay, in the end, they sent messengers from the house of Shavar Malka, okay, and they took his money. Amar, that's what it says, any place where the rabbis placed their eyes, they were looking too strong at him, by definition, what shows up, death or poverty. He says, on that day I'm going to hide my face. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, in fact, it says on that day we can learn that what that the hiding of the face is only in the daytime. Even though I hid my face from them in the daytime, but at night I'll still speak to them. Yossi Amar, Yossi says, Yado, okay, Netuya Aleinu. He says that even though there's Hester upon him, even though there's a hidden face, Hashem's hand is still stretched out to protect us. Later, two later. Shenemar, as it says, in the shadow of my hand, I will cover you. Okay, so Hashem is still going to protect us in the exile. Yoshua ben Chananya, okay, he used to argue all the time with heretics. Have he called by Kesar? He was in the house of the Kesar. So this certain heretic made a sign to him, okay, but with a hand sign, he says, "Ama daduna marilape mine." He says, "You're a people who God has averted His face from you. God doesn't like you anymore." So Yeshua also signed back to him. He says, "Yodah netuya aleinu." His hand is outstretched to protect us. Okay, in the end, we're going to go back to how we were before. Amar the Kesar Yeshua. So the Caesar said to Yeshua, "Mayach vilach." Okay, he says, "What was the sign? What was the signing about? What did he sign to you?" So Yeshua answered him. He says, "Amar dadrinu mar alapi mine." He says, "Oh, he signed to me that we're a people who God averted His face from us." And I signed back to him. That Hashem's hand is outstretched over us to protect us. So the people of the house of the Caesar, they said to the heretic, "My achve slay." We said, "What did you sign to him?" So he answered, "I signed to him that you're a people when God's turned His face away from you." And he said, "What did the rabbi sign back to you?" So Lo Yadani says, "I don't know." Amru, so the people in the house of the Caesar said, a person doesn't know what they're signing to him. A person who doesn't understand what's shown to him, okay, how does he have the chutzpah? Has the chutzpah that he should sign in front of the king? They took him out and they killed him. Rishua ben Chananya. Rishua ben Chananya was dying. Amalei Rabbanan, the rabbi said to him, "My tevila miminoi." Okay, what's going to happen? What are we going to do with we minoi? What are we going to do with the questions and the queries that are raised to us by the heretics, etc.? Okay, they're always asking kashas to the rabbis. Amalehem. So he said to them, He says this pasuk. What does it mean? He says, once the children of Israel lose their counsel, they don't know what to answer. Don't worry, the wisdom of the nations is going to go sour. They're not going to be able to bring problems. Be by same another possibility is mihacha. He says, I can answer you in this way. What is that? That is that after Yaakov met Esav, Esav said, "Let me go with you." Okay, and we see an indication of what? that the strength of Esav is there when Yaakov is there. But when Yaakov doesn't have the wisdom, also Esav doesn't have it. It goes together with him. When Yaakov doesn't have the wherewithal to withstand him, Esav won't have the strength either. Ravila Havisolik Bedarga de Beiraba Barshila. Ravila was going up a ladder in the house of Rav Shila, or the basement of Rav Shila. Okay, Shamrili Yanuka David Kakari. Heard a kid reading this pasuk. Kihine, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says Yotzer Harim. He forms the mountains of very ruach, and he makes the wind umagid lo adam. And he tells a person when he dies, Masecho. He tells a person when a man dies, he tells him what his conversations were. Omri says Evet Shrova Magid lo Masecho. He says a servant to his master tells him everything that he said. Takani Yeshlo. Does he have any way to fix himself? Why does he have any hope? Mame Secha, what does it mean? He tells him what's his conversation. It says, Omarab, Afilu Secha Yisera, Shabinah Ishli Ishto. Even superfluous talk between a man and his woman, okay, that he speaks lightly in a time when he's supposed to be intimate with her, Magidim Lada Mashas Misa, they tell him when he dies. Maybe he overdid it. Ini, is that really true? A person can't talk to his wife that way? Vahal Rav Kahana, Avi Gabi Tuti appeared to Rav. One time Rav Kahana was under the bed of Rav when he was going to be with his wife. Mashame Desach Vatzach Isha, he saw that he talked with Tzachak. And he cried and he laughed. He spoke to his wife and made humorous things. We also talk of and then he was intimate with her. Okay, but Omar Okana said to Rav, "Dami Pumi to Rav Kamandalo Toim Leitavshil." He said, "The mouth of Rav is like somebody who never eaten anything." Okay, and those you spoke in a way of a person that has tremendous desire. So Rav said to Rav Kahana, he said, Kahana Puk, he says, Kahana, get out of here. He says, get out of here. Lavarachar, it's not derech eretz that you should be here when I'm being close to my wife. Okay? So you see that Rav did speak to his wife, and you hear Rav said, you're not supposed to speak extra to your wife. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha. Khan, okay, over here, when Rav spoke to his wife, the Tzarech Le'etzuya, because he needed to reconcile with her. Okay, and that he's allowed to do. Okay, ha, and what he said, you should speak extra with the wife, the Lotzar quotes here, where there's no need in order to reconcile with her, to reconcile with her. V'im lo tishma'u b'mistarim tivke, if you don't hear, b'mistarim tivke nafshi b'pnei geva, I'm going to cry because of the haughtiness of Rosh Hu b'ra'ini, me'shmei d'rav, makam yeshla kodesh baruch hu b'mistarim shma'u, there's a place that Kosh Baruch has, it's called Mistarim, it's called the hidden place, okay? Because it says in the hidden place, my soul's going to cry. What do you mean? Because of the haughtiness of the loftiness of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, okay? Because of the haughtiness of the Jewish people, because of the highness of the Jewish people, which was taken away from them after the destruction of the temple. Those the high stature of the Jews was taken away from the Jews and given to the non-Jews. He's crying. Okay, but the other way, because of the lofty place, the lofty stature of the kingdom of heaven, which was taken away. Mika b'chei kana kosh baruch hu, but does Hashem cry? What do you mean? The pasuk says he cries. V'amrav papa, ain atzibus lefnei kosh baruch hu. There's no sadness in front of Hashem. Shneema says, "Hov v'had lefnei Hashem, oz b'chevim mekom." There's always this happiness there. Lokasha, don't worry. There is crying. Ha, okay, but what gavoy? When do we say that there is crying in front of Hashem? That's in the inner chambers. Ha, when it says that there's only happiness. Okay, there's no sadness. V'bati v'roy in the outer chambers. I have v'bati v'roy lo. You want to tell me what? You want to tell me in the outer chambers there's no crying? Vaksiv, isn't it written? Vayikra Adonai Hashem Tzvakos Hashem Tzvakos Bayomhu the Bechiyu Mispeid Lekarcha Lachal Garsak. Hashem cries out that in that day there's going to be crying and eulogizing and baldness and wearing sackcloth. Okay, it's mashmah what it sounds like that they're announcing even in the outer chambers there's going to be all this sadness. Says Shani Churban Beis Hamikdash. He says that's talking about the destruction of the temple, which is different. Even the angels of peace, which usually give good news, they cry. Shneur says Hein Erelam. Okay, they're angels. Tzaku Chutza. They cry on the outside. Ma'achle Shalom Mar Yikarim. The angels of peace cry bitterly. So in those days, even in the outer chambers, there is crying. Okay, but the more Tibur Ten Any Dima. Ki nishba ador Hashem. We said that the flock of Hashem is. Pardon me. The end. It continues afterwards. After it says that my soul is going to cry in the hidden place. It says. It says. It says, "V'damo atidma v'terid eini dima." My eyes are going to shed tears. Kinoshbo edo Hashem, nishma edo Hashem, because the herd, the flock of Hashem, is taken captive. Rabbi Elazar, shalos mos halol. There's three cryings here. V'damo atidma v'terid eini dima. There's three cryings. What are these three cryings? There's three tears. Lama echas al migdash rishon. One is for the first temple. Bechas al migdash sheni. One's for the second temple. Bechas al Yisrael shagol bimkom. One for the Jewish people who are exiled from their place. Some people say echas al bitul Torah. One says that it's really because of the nullification and stopping the Jewish people from learning. I was saying bishlo lemanda amar al Yisrael shagol. It makes sense, the one who explained the pasuk, that it's the Jewish people who are exiled. How do you see that's just written? Ki nishba. Adar Hashem, we saw the flock of Hashem was taken captive, so that's exile. And Laman Amra al Bitul Torah, you've said for Bitul Torah, Mikey Nishba Adar Hashem. Why is it, if it's talking about the nullification of Torah learning, why does it say that the flock of God was taken captive? The answer is Kevin Shigoli Yisrael Mekomam. Even though it says that they were the exile, we said once the Jewish people were exiled from their place, Eilucha Bitul Torah Godom Yizeh. There's no greater nullification of Torah learning than that. We'll call it a daf. Everyone have a wonderful day.